Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's Wednesday, and I appreciate you being with us here to learn the word from Derek Prince. Thanks for taking some time to be with us. I am very excited about what we're going to hear today. If you've been with us for the past, 7 days, you know that Derek has been teaching a marvelous series on our new lives. Who is Jesus? What does it mean to know Jesus? What does it mean to bear fruit in Jesus? What does it mean for God to prune us so that we can bear the fruit of Jesus? All of those things. Yesterday, Derek began teaching on the sheepfold. And because he's on the theme of sheep and shepherds and sheepfolds, he's going to today go to Psalm 23, the great psalm, the famous psalm that brings comfort and has brought comfort to hundreds of millions, I'm sure, throughout the history since it was written. I'll tell you, this is the seminal psalm right here. And Derek, in his inimitable way, is going to take it line by line and break it out for us and apply it to our lives. You know, I hope that as you listen to Derek, and as you learn the word from him, as he teaches, that you also will not only pay attention to what applies to your heart, but maybe learn a little bit about how to study Scripture. That Derek's approach to Scripture is a lesson in and of itself. It'll help us be better students of God's word and therefore more solid Christians. So Derek is really going to break out Psalm 23 today. Get your Bible, get your notes, call some friends together and listen. And by the way, if you miss part of it, if you get distracted, if something doesn't make sense, log on to the website at DerekPrince.org. Listen to it as much as you want. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us about the 23rd Psalm.
In my previous talks this week, I've identified the main elements in this parable. The shepherd is Jesus. The sheep are the true disciples, the real Christians. The sheepfold is the gathering place or the church, but the church on earth, not in heaven. It's a place of separation and security. The doorkeeper or the gatekeeper or the watchman is the Holy Spirit. He alone gives admission to the sheepfold. And the owner of all, the Lord of the manor, is God the Father. I've also dealt with the apparent paradox, which is a deliberate paradox, that Jesus says in this parable, he is both the door and the shepherd. How can he be both door and shepherd? Well, I explained that in my talk yesterday. Crucified for our sins, he is the door. Resurrected from the dead, he becomes the shepherd of all who enter through the door of his death. But he is the shepherd only of those who've come the legitimate way, acknowledging their sin, acknowledging their need of a sacrifice for their sin, and accepting by faith the sacrifice of Jesus on their behalf, believing that they're forgiven and that they're justified. They're reckoned righteous not with their own righteousness, but with the righteousness of Jesus. That's how he is both the door and the shepherd. Now, in my talk today, I'm going to share about something very wonderful, very glorious, the shepherd's provision. I could sum this up in one tremendous phrase, total security. This is something the whole world craves and seeks, but it is found only in Jesus. Let me say that phrase again. Total security. I'm going to turn now to the famous Shepherd's Psalm, Psalm 23, a Psalm of David, and I'm going to run briefly through the statements that David makes in that psalm about the Lord as his shepherd. And I want you to understand that if you've come through the gate of the death of Jesus on your behalf, then he too is your shepherd, and he can be to you everything that he was to David. The first verse is the great all-inclusive statement, "The Lord is my shepherd." And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, which puts in certain phrases to kind of bring out the full meaning. "The Lord is my shepherd," and then the Amplified phrase, "to feed, guide, and shield me." So whenever you think about the Lord as your shepherd, think that he feeds you, he guides you, he shields or protects you. And then this tremendous closing phrase, I shall not lack. In the Hebrew language, it's so remarkable that that first verse of Psalm 23 is just four words. If you don't know Hebrew, I can't explain that to you. But think of all that's said in those four words. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. If David had added anything, he would have spoiled it. If he had said, I shall not lack money or food or friends or clothing or whatever, he would have spoiled it. But just saying, I shall not lack, he means there's going to be no need in my life which will not be supplied. On the basis of what? On the basis of a relationship, a direct personal relationship to the Lord as his shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Notice two things about that. It's present tense. It's not past. It's not future. It's here and now. And notice also it's very personal. The Lord is my shepherd. It's a direct person-to-person relationship between the Lord and each one of his sheep. And he guarantees us total provision. But bear in mind one important limiting factor. Our provision is in proportion to our commitment. Every area of my life that is totally committed to Jesus as my shepherd is an area of total security. But if there are areas that I've not fully committed, it might be my finance, it might be my health, it might be my family, then I don't have total security in those areas. Remember that. Jesus offers us total security, but it's in proportion to our commitment. That which is committed, we can be absolutely secure about. Now we're going on to the second verse. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. That's beautiful language. Let me try and put it in simple phrases. He promises us pure, fresh nourishment. Everything we need for health, spiritual and physical. That nourishment is contained primarily in God's Word. But bear in mind that Jesus must lead us. We cannot interpret the Bible for ourselves. We'll get all sorts of false impressions. We'll get into confusion unless we let Jesus lead us by the Holy Spirit. He knows what passages in the Bible you need at this moment, what I need at this moment. Maybe my needs are not exactly the same as yours. But if we're each being led by the Holy Spirit, he'll lead us to those passages of Scripture which meet our present needs. Then we go on to verse 3. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I describe that as follows. First of all, refreshment, restoration. I wonder whether at this particular moment you're feeling somewhat jaded, worn, discouraged, disheartened. Remember, the Lord will restore your soul if you'll just build that relationship with him. He'll take you to the green pastures and the still waters, and there he will restore your soul through the revelation of his word and of himself. And then that third verse speaks also about continual direction in righteous living. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Take hold of that last phrase, for his name's sake. You see, what the Lord does for us depends on his faithfulness to his own name. When we come in through the gate, we become his sheep. He accepts responsibility for us. And he, for his own name's sake, will make sure that that which happens to us is what should happen. Don't rely on your own merits. Don't rely on your own ability or cleverness, but rely on the Lord's faithfulness to his own name.
Don't you love the present tense statements of God's Word? They kind of remove the idea that we have to wait for some future event for certain realities to be true. I love it when David says, the Lord is my shepherd. Right now, right here, it's personal, it's real, it's a result of a relationship. He is my shepherd. He is guiding me. He is doing all the things that Psalm 23 describes. I trust this is true in your own life. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
How would you define extravagant? The absolute best? Over-the-top luxury? The ultimate in comfort and security? Then what would extravagant love be like? And what would extravagant love mean to you? The dictionary defines extravagant as going beyond reasonable limits, excessive, or unrestrained. And although you may not realize it, the truth is, you are loved in that way right now. God Himself loves you
extravagantly. In his book, Extravagant Love, Derek Prince searched out key parables and scriptures from the Bible that define and explain God's love. He compiled these verses along with his insights into a comprehensive, easy-to-read book. God's love is not only unconditional, it is excessive and unrestrained. That is why we want you to have a free copy of Extravagant Love, absolutely free and postage paid. To get your copy, give us a call right now, 800-448-3261. The book and the call are both free. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the extravagant inheritance that waits you. Grasp the scope of God's extravagant love for you. Call now and request your free copy. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy of Extravagant Love when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today. Have you ever had somebody teach on a passage of Scripture that you've read over and again your whole life, and when they start teaching on it, you feel like a like a second grader in Sunday school learning something just brand new? Well, that's how I'm feeling today as we're listening to Derek Prince teach us about the 23rd Psalm. I have read this, I am sure, hundreds, if not thousands of times, but Derek is breaking out truths that I need, and I know you need as well. Let's listen.
We're continuing with the shepherd's provision for each of his sheep as outlined by David in Psalm 23. We look now at the fourth verse. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What does that mean? I believe it means that we are guaranteed the personal presence of the Lord, even in the lonely, dark hours. And let me say to you frankly, there are very few of us that will not pass at some time or another through those lonely, dark hours. I do not believe that the valley of the shadow of death is simply the moment we come to die physically. I could quote many scriptures to show you that it refers to any time of great darkness and oppression and loneliness. And there are such valleys in the life of almost every one of us. Let's be realistic. Life is not just a bed of roses. There's a lot more to it than that. And God does not promise us that we will not go through that valley. In fact, David assumes in a certain sense that he will go through the valley. But he says, when I go through the valley, I'm going to count on your presence. You will not leave me nor forsake me. There are valleys in our experience that no one else can see us through. Valleys of loneliness, bereavement, maybe times of sickness, when we're maybe even in a coma. Nobody else can communicate, but the Lord is there beside our bed, right with us. And then David says in that verse, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We need to give heed to those words. The rod typifies discipline. The staff typifies comfort or support. And notice, the rod comes first. The meaning of that is that if we submit to the Lord's discipline in our life, we can count on his comfort and support, but we cannot reject his discipline and simply claim his comfort. That's not the way that the Lord has ordained things to be. We go on now to the fifth verse. Thou dost prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Three beautiful provisions of the shepherd there in that one verse. First of all, a table prepared before us, a banquet, even in the very presence of our enemies. It's important to see that. So many times we are inclined to say, well, if the situation wasn't so difficult, if I didn't have so much opposition, if there weren't so many enemies, I know the Lord could provide. That's not the way we should face it. We should say, just because of my enemies, I know the Lord is going to set a banquet for me. You see, the Lord delights to show his enemies and our enemies that he's supreme. No matter what they do, and no matter how they threaten, and how they seek to intimidate us, he's going to spread that banquet for us, and he's going to make sure that we eat it and enjoy it, and all the enemies will be able to do will be able to look on, and they'll not be able to touch us nor harm us, because it's the Lord's banquet for his people. And then David says, thou hast anointed my head with oil. The anointed head speaks of the presence of the Holy Spirit flowing down freely in our lives. It speaks of joy and peace and righteousness. It speaks of a kind of covering over us, the Lord's special protection. You know, I've come to see in my life there's nothing the anointing cannot do. The most difficult situation can be resolved by that anointing. And finally, David says, my cup overflows. One thing I want to tell you about God is he's not stingy. He doesn't just give you half a cupful, but he fills your cup, and when you drain it, he fills it up again.
Oh, Derek said something so important in this last portion of teaching. He said that in that phrase in the Psalm 23rd Psalm where it says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. He says, look, the rod typifies discipline. The staff typifies comfort. We have to submit to the discipline before we can count on his comfort. That's not something most people are going to want to hear, but we have to submit to the Lord's discipline before we can count on his comfort and support. Tough words from the Word of God. More to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
When life seems lifeless and hope far away, it's time for change, a complete transformation. In his encouraging book, Transformed for Life, Derek Prince reveals how Jesus' death on the cross began a marvelous transformation that can reach into your life right now. Through its pages, you'll discover how God's sacrificial gift forever changed the lives of those who know him and why his sacrifice will take care of you completely. God's love for you is far from ordinary. Isn't it time for you to see how you can become transformed for life? To order your copy or to get one for someone you love, call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is only $12.95, and if you order now, we will make sure you receive it in time for the holidays. God has a transformed life waiting for you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today. Joining me in the studio is my old friend David Holland, who's one of the producers of this show, and as a pastor and a student of God's Word, always comes with great insights. So, David, it's great to have you here today.
Oh, hey, thank you, Stephen. Thanks for having me over.
You know, this stuff that Derek is teaching, I think maybe it's his approach, the systematic approach, or it's the revelation he has, but it's just so rich.
He is a gifted teacher. There's no question about it. And as he was just, taking us through the 23rd Psalm line by line, enlightening, illuminating each passage and each phrase, you know, it was just really, it's a very encouraging thing. I was particularly encouraged when he got to the last portion, the last verse of the 23rd Psalm there, where he pointed out that the fact that we see that the psalmist says, my cup runneth over, we're seeing a picture of the generousness of God, the graciousness of his nature. And I think that's something that we really need to be reminded about from time to time, that God really is a gracious, generous God. Derek always said that the keystone statement of his ministry is God is faithful.
Yes.
But he's also generous and gracious. I think a lot of us, it's very, very easy for us to have our default understanding about God's posture toward us is that he's stingy, is that he's looking for any possible excuse to be able to disqualify us from being recipients of his promises, that if on the slightest technicality we could get ruled out of being a qualifier for one of his promises, when really just the opposite is true. God is looking for any opportunity to get his provision to us, to get his blessing to us, to get his graces to us. And when he does, what we see is our cup running over. It's not just giving us the bare minimum that we need to get by. He really is a generous, gracious God.
Well, what we often do is attribute to God the cheapness, the tightness, the parsimoniousness of people on earth, as though this was God's doing. And, you're very, very generous with your daughters, but suppose your daughters came home one day and said, Mr. Smith down the road, he's a real tightwad. Dad, why are you like that? say, hey, hold up here. Exactly. I'm generous. What are you blaming me for what this guy does? And that's what we do to God. You know, just because my father, and I'm making this up, may have haggled with me over a 25 cent a week allowance doesn't mean that's how God is. You
exactly.
know? And so we tend to lay things at his door. I'll tell you what moves me as a man who really loves the scriptures is Derek's love for the scriptures.
Oh, yeah.
And Derek is such a student of the word. I'm reminded as we listen to him, and it's not, the context doesn't translate directly, but there's this great scripture that's an inducement to Bible study in Acts 17. It says, now the Bereans were more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Mm-hmm. Now, they weren't nitpicking. They weren't trying to, you know, fact check Paul. They were excited about what was being taught. They went to the scriptures. They confirmed it. And then it became a real faith thing for them. But I just think what I admire about the Bereans is how systematic they were in the scriptures, how they devoted themselves to it, how
sure.
it was a daily thing. And that inspires me because I find a real mature, respectful approach to scripture in short supply today.
Yeah. Well, as Derek's biographer, what did you encounter in his background or his training prior to coming to Christ that would have made him such a diligent expositor of the word? Did you see anything in there?
Well, of course, Derek was a great Cambridge scholar and won awards and blew the lid off of tests time and again as a student and then became a professor. And so he had a love for the period. He understood the period. The scripture was written at a certain time in a certain context. And yes, it applies to us by the Holy Spirit, but there's a period, a time of history that needs to be understood. He was a man of original languages.
Yeah.
So he taught me when I spent time with him that he took every word in a sentence and made sure he understood the original meaning of it. Now, that takes some time for folks like us who don't know the languages as well as he did.
Sure.
But it's still valuable. He spent lots of time meditating. He tried to understand each sentence, each word in its context, rather than just pulling it out like a fortune cookie statement, you know, just pluck it out of the context. And I think that's why he's so well able to bring things out of the scriptures in this systematic line upon line
yeah.
way. I mean, look what he's just done with the 23rd Psalm. He's going beyond just the devotional meaning. He's breaking out the scholarly meaning, so to speak. Because, you know, I've never believed that academic learning and spirituality have to be opposites.
Absolutely.
I don't think that getting saved is a brain bypass.
Sure.
I think God wants us to use our brains to the glory of God. And I love the fact that Derek is a man of the Holy Spirit, a man of miracles, a man of the supernatural, and yet a solid scholar. And that, in my opinion, is what the Bible invites us to be.
Right. Well, you know, here at Derek Prince Ministries, we endeavor to get that quality teaching to people through as many different avenues as we possibly can. And one of the ones that we don't talk about very much around here is the Proclamation Magazine. At least once a year, we produce a very, very nice magazine that's got a good load of Derek teaching in there. It's got additional encouragement, testimonies, updates about what's going on around the world. It's a very, very encouraging and enlightening thing to have. And it's also free. As are many of the resources that we provide. If you're not currently receiving Proclamation Magazine and you'd like to receive it, man, we'd love to get that to you. All we have to do is just get your request to receive it. You can do that online or by giving us a call at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Let us know you would like to receive Proclamation Magazine, or you could go online at derekprince.org and request it as well.
Well, and while we're giving stuff away, David, there's this great booklet that Derek did called Extravagant Love, which is really an exploration of the love of God, how we can respond to it, how it changes our life. And that's available completely free by logging onto the website and giving us your information, or you can call a phone number that'll be given to you in just a little while. But this is a powerful booklet. I've read it. It's one of those great revelations that Derek has, and I think it really has the power to change our lives. Well, David, great having you with us, man.
Hey, thank you, Stephen.
That's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Transformed for Life, give us a call toll-free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. And when you call, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, Extravagant Love. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.